better price.
Mm-hmm.
And I found an architectural contract, so to speak. You know, because architects, of course, are the biggest, the people who have the largest problem with stuff being stolen, because they spend all that time building models and things in order to sell their concept to the client.
Yeah.
And the client, of course, they don't want the client to take the thing and go to another architectural firm and say, build me that.
Yeah, yeah, build me this, exactly. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I use that to stop a number of companies from trying to take quotes and stuff and sell them.
Mm-hmm.
I see that seems to be the largest thing in terms of I've seen in terms of heaviest and most clear copyright lockdown.
Yeah, I know I've seen some. Excuse me, I'm gonna get in here.
And I'm just.
I've seen some cases here in the Western District of Washington and also in other places where people are architectural firms are suing others who, you know, they allege anyway. I don't know what actually happened, but they allege knocked off their designs.
Yeah.
What's that? I don't know if I'm eligible, but I'll refrain. What is the door? What are the door prizes? Do we know? Actually, I'm gonna get a second.
You know, someone may already have it in the pocket.
No, it's coming right as tomorrow.
Oh, isn't that it over there?
Which one? Well, we have more than one over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great daughter board for one of
them. One is a stereo. Actually, it's USB. Right.
Yeah.
For car, yeah.
What's the company?
Well, Latch Lake. They make, you see that gizmo over there?
Yeah.
And then there's also a deca tree that goes with that. And the thing goes up 20 feet.
Cool.
If you want it to.
Yeah.
But the design's not bad. Not bad.
You're liking it?
Well, I've only had it since. Well, I bought it there at the show and then brought it back.
Oh,
again,
right.
So. But yeah, I have it on location. But
well, I wonder how they're doing tonight.
They won.
Doing
they won
some stuff. Rick and I
oh, they did?
Oh, that's great. 2 weeks ago, just before we went down there. I'm a 75 member organization.
Yeah, Mike, it's funny you should mention about the live stuff because that's what I do, but not
mm-hmm.
the bootleg.
Yeah.
I do that with permission and a table
mm-hmm.
full of gear. Thank you very much.
Yeah. it's an interesting scenario that doesn't often get litigated, and therefore you don't often get a lot of specific guidance from court opinions saying, okay, well, this is what we say happens in that sense.
Right, exactly.
I mean, usually to get clear guidance, you have to have a dispute that's worth enough money for people to fight about it in court.
Sure, you know? That makes sense.
Yeah. And
but
it's interesting whether, you know, to what extent there's some divergent opinions on to what extent someone who participates in making an unauthorized derivative work can have any rights in that.
Right.
And it's
right.
Some courts say, well, yeah, you can have some rights in the work, but not to the extent it covers anything you use. Well, I mean, you may be. Some of the courts say, well, you may be infringing, but you may also have a copyright in your infringing work that you create. One of the cases, and this is a case that's treated differently, but there's a case from the Seventh Circuit where someone made a guitar that was modeled after that Prince symbol. When Prince changed his name. And
which he definitely had a copyright, and
the court, well, both I think. Yeah. I mean, definitely would have trademark rights in that. But and I don't know if he designed that or if he had someone else design it.
Right.
They said he had a copyright, and the guy who made the guitar, they said, the question was whether he could have a copyright in the derivative work he created because he didn't get permission to use the symbol. That court said no, even if you added your own. Your unique spin on it,
whatever.
Because what you're doing was infringing, you can't have a copyright.
Right.
Some other courts will say, well, okay, you may be infringing whatever you're doing this, but to the extent you added your own material to this infringing derivative work, you can have a copyright in your own material that you added.
We fired up.
So there's a split among courts. Yeah. But
well,
I guess the argument would be like maybe it would be a good example. Let's say this isn't necessarily a great example, but let's say you have someone who creates a sample-based music. You know, it's a remix or something. And then someone else, and they didn't get permission for one of the samples or some of the samples. And then someone else goes and rips them off. Says, okay, well, I'm going to take your recording and I'm going to sell it myself.
Right.
The question, well, can they assert their own copyright against that person who's ripping off their work, even though their work was infringing also?
Right.
Okay.
And some courts will say yes, some courts will say no.
Must be frozen to win.
That's true. So
I guess it just depends on where you are.
Well, for some of these questions, the best.
We're about to do our exciting drawing for some very expensive swag that we have available here. Courtesy of Dr. Mike, who hit the various vendors at AES convention.
Oh, am I the drawer? Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yes. Okay. That would be good.
That's right.
Okay. So should we announce what we're awarding first?
Yeah. Those who have left.
Okay, so first we have an AEA Ribbon Mike box of mints.
Wow. All right.
Great price.
For that sweet sound.
I understand that if you eat one of these, you can use any microphone at all, and it will sound like an AEA mic.
It will.
And the winner is...
Sweet
but
cool. While you're sweet eating or cool. After you swallow.
I don't think I want to go there.
And the winner is... Jeannie Wallach.
Oh, Jeannie.
Okay, next one.
This is
next item up is a. This is from Latch Lake, and it is a USB a car power plug.
Oh, like a mini guitar.
An actual practical item.
Not to say
one mic, actually.
So usually they make mic stands.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, such as the gizmo.
Well, if you had a little USB mic, you could put it in this.
But that's
they make cool hardware.
Okay, here we go. Without further ado. The winner is...
If I can grab one of these.
You can read it, or well, I can try to read
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, too. I can read it.
It's me!
Hey, there you go!
Unfortunately, you were reading those, so you'd know who me was. Okay.
He can read his own handwriting.
We have a hat from Sanken Microphones.
They had a mic down there in San Francisco that they said went out to 100,000 cycles.
You can hold on to that.
That's right.
That's yours.
That's yours.
Oh, David Tosti Lane. Okay, Sanken.
Yeah, I put that in there at the last minute, and I guess it was very smart. Okay, and then we have, we have a pair of earplugs. Of foam earplugs.
Oh, what?
Another practical. I said.
Rick already has his
Gary Co.
Thank you.
I always wear mine when the kids are asking for money.
Okay, and then I didn't know this, but apparently Apple is becoming involved in replacement surgery. The iPhone bag. So we have the iPhone bag. All right.
Can you hear your music through it too?
If you, I think you put it.
Paul Colvin.
Paul.
Oh,
hey.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, man. Congratulations.
Hey, find out.
Okay.
Nah. Not much isolation.
And now, because we're getting running out of time, we're going to do a twofer.
Ooh,
so this wow. This one will make you twice as sweet and cool with the microphone. We have two more of the mints. And you can share it for you.
The stereo pair.
Yeah.
Scott Marins.
Okay.
Are we done?
I think we're done.
Okay.
Well, we have some more of these valuable prizes that we'll be able to give away at the next meeting.
Jill.
So, yeah. What?
Okay.
I wouldn't do that for just anyone.
I wouldn't want to. I would try to stay away.
Are you sure?